Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, I sound like welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self. With your hosts today, Nate Muhammad Pierre and James Bashir. Of course, our beloved Imam still under the weather and looking forward to him to return soon. I just talked to him in reference to that, but he still needed a little bit more time. With that said, he'd like to open the program, as always, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, mercy redeemer. We're still paying homage to our brother Imam because he's the one that was instrumental in holding fast and standing forward, establishing here the halal industry. We learned a lot from him, and a lot of respect goes toward to him. I'm always paying homage to him. Like I appreciate what he's done for me in the reference to my conduct in working around the halal industry. And I couldn't help but to go back and look at his character, how he went about doing certain things. And I noticed that he built everything around Belial. His name, Bariyahu Belial. And I couldn't help it but to go back and look at some of the things about Belial in the right book. And I see a lot of similarity from his character within the man. First of all, his unbreakable spirit in standing behind the community coming out of the Nation of Islam, coming out of being a staunch supporter of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and stand firm in doing what Allah said through the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that character, I couldn't help it from noticing him after we had been in a certain situation and how he dealt with it. Always being fair, always being honest. And I couldn't resist that because we wanted to talk about this last week, but we couldn't get on. But at the same time, it gave me a little bit more time to think about what we want to talk about in reference to this. And we're going right back to Belial. His character and how he went about how he did things. He's just Muayyid for Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, to call the prayer of the people, to remind the people that come to prayer, it's come to success. And everything was built around this, the halal industry. It's through our prayers, looking for and striving towards our success. And I see certain things that's beginning to open, beginning to open in reference to that. And the man on that sense, we look forward to him coming, being a part back with us. Matter of fact, I sit down with him every other day, every 2 days, and we just go over some of the things that we talk about, what we want to talk. But he wanted to remind us that we have to stay focused on our whole objective. And look back there with bringing him back up to Belial, because I had an interview yesterday with a brother from the university here, and they were speaking about the progress of, as he said, the black Muslims and the black church, and is there any hope for the people under the present condition? And I couldn't help but to tell him that there's always hope as long as we have faith in Allah. That he's the one who's in control of everything, not us. We're only in control of how we deal with it. And he already prepared us to be able to deal with whatever come down this year. So I was telling him that question, I'm not afraid of that kind of question because I have hope. I always have confidence that Allah is going to be with us. So I never doubted that. And I was saying that the religious, the masjid, the church, they are the center for the people to congregate. We all say we come to the masjid to worship. And when you come to the masjid to worship, you come in to work together. Because that's what we come together, we for the five prayers, discuss anything that we should have to discuss. But we have to do it in a way where it's a purpose of what we're doing. And that's why we're coming back to with Belial Ibn Raibah. We come back to him because we as African-American descendants of slaves, we took on his character based on what Imam Muhammad taught us. He took on his character. And if you look back at his character, he was a slave. He had his freedom bought. But the main thing was his resilience, his ability to stand firm with Allah's name, not for the sake of Allah, with Allah's name. And his convert, whereas his owners wanted to direct him to work away from supporting what Allah wanted him to do. And he stood firm on it. And we come right back to our people once we've seen this. If we look at, we have been through the same sort of torture, if I can use the term, in trying to mingle through this society. We came through all that. And we came through that as a reason why we came in, why the interviewers asked me, well, what about the slave, why we went through that? I said, you have to look at, if you don't see Allah's hand on it, then we need to leave it alone. I've seen Allah's hand on the slave thing and how we have been stripped of everything, our identity. We had to reconstruct our whole way of life all the way back over again. And through Allah's guided us all the way to this point where we're standing right now today. As Imam Muhammad always say, this is God's man. And this is God's created this man. God is the one who directed us, brought us through all these trials and tribulations. It wasn't us. If it was up to us, we'd have gave up a long time ago. All the things that we can. God is the one that's pushing us to continue, stay focused on what he wants. And we take the same stance with this halal industry. We know the purpose of it. This is progress. We done progress from that day all the way up to the today, coming through all the things that was haram. And our goal is to establish a halal disposition. This is God's work. This is God doing that. It ain't man. God sent you the inspiration and the understanding of what you done came from, and then you can prepare more or less for tomorrow. This is what we all been around here. We sitting here elaborating about all what we wanted to do. But our whole objective is to be an example for the people. Just like Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, Bilal, it was an example for the people that the people can look forward to for some direction. And how we going to migrate and navigate ourselves through all this madness out in the world. You look at it without knowing that Allah is definitely outlawed. You'll sit up here and say, it's pandemonium. It's crazy. The world is so messed up. But you also have to look at, okay, somebody is behind. Something is behind all this. It's not just happening just on GP. Somebody wants this to be like this. We have a problem here, I'm sure, in every metropolitan area with the gun warfare. Somebody want that to happen. That ain't just happening. It just the guns and things of that nature just haven't fell off the tree. They was put there, planted there. All the things that we would look back at our lifestyle coming up, a lot of things was planted already in our community for us to go through, to deter us away from submitting our will to Almighty God. It's been all like this, and it goes like plan. They try to stop him from submitting his will to Almighty God. And this is what I was explaining to the interviewer, that you're looking at it, you can't go by what you see. You have to go by what you know. And sometimes you're going to have to dig deep into the situation to get your answer. Your answer is right. They always used to say the solution is always in the problem. You just have to look at it, look into it. And this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing, and we every day we strive. That's what striving. You just our journey is you striving, and the Lord throwing things at you every day for you to pay attention to, because He sends you the answers all the time. If you're not paying attention, you miss it. And as we go about this year, and still with the interview. It's, of course, he was a young brother, and he was mentioned about, well, what about the connection between the elders and the youth? And I said, yeah, well, the only thing different than that is one thing we have all in common is that we have respect for each other. And if we don't have the respect for each other, then we can't move ahead. We can't do nothing together. You know, I look at some of the, and I heard some of the youngsters, the elders, you know, they set in their ways and they always doing this and they stopping us from doing that. No. A lot of things they do based on their experience. They ain't doing it because they don't like young folks. It's based on experience. And the young folks is full of energy and they want to push ahead. But you don't have to push ahead. You take your time and you learn as you go. You learn as you go. And this is how we got to go about doing things. Imam left us with, lead with what Allah say and do everything in sure. That means that you can sit down. And we're going to be fair with each other. We're going to be honest with each other. And we're going to respect each other. And then we can sit down and we can talk with each other. As we said last time, we don't have to have confrontation. We don't need that. We can sit here and talk about what we want to do as a people. That's the whole purpose of coming to the masjid outside of the five prayers. But also get involved with the community, this community life, you know, all that. But we have to have the respect for each other first. If we don't have no respect, we can't do it. It's just like our objective here with the halal industry is that we want to bring the people together. But we have to have respect for the people first. Before we can sit down and get anything done as far as coming together. We have to be able to sit back and talk with each other, even and argue with constructive, or be able to accept constructive criticism, if you can use that term. But this is all part of what we want to do and what Allah wants us to do. He ain't going to do nothing for us. We got to do it ourselves, and He helps us. We don't help him. He helps us. But he already prepared people to be able to forge ahead and establish what he wants. He already said that. We already, for those, he said, those who understand. If you understand, he already prepared you for it. He prepared you for through your knowledge, through your experience that he encountered with you. So it is nothing that we should be worrying about. It's just that we have to come in and we're going to do our part. Everything starts with us, you as an individual. Don't start with everybody. We have situations down here where people won't move unless it's a crowd. No. Everything starts with you. It starts with you and it's going to end with you. When the law call you back, he's going to ask you. He's going to go up and you only have to answer for what you did. Then that's the answer for what all of us did. The objective is established, just like they established the religion with the five pillars, we have to establish a criteria. We're the people. can pick up right where anybody left and continue on. The five pillars are standing within the religion because they are strong. They have been proven to withstand the hands of time. It's already established. That's why Allah said we have to establish everything first. Then we can go about doing what we have to do. So it's up to us to see and have the fortitude to establish that criteria. And leading with what Allah said, you can't lose with that because your individuality is out of the way. You don't have time to clash through personalities with each other because we be leading with what Allah said. Everything is built around what Allah said, huh? And He wants us to move as one, not as we want. No selfishness, no evilness. It's plain, simple oneness, building everything around our law. And this is what I'm sure, I wasn't back there with Bilal, Ibn Rabban, I wasn't back there with him, but I could see his attitude with the prophet who gave a lot of trust in him to direct the people. And he's only doing what Allah wants. Nothing personal. Nothing selfish. He's just doing what Allah wants. And that's how we have to approach everything right now. Lead with our faith and not with our feelings. And then we can accomplish whatever we will or whatever we can. We can accomplish it. If we just leave without our faith. And that's a hard thing to digest for a minute. You know, that's a hard thing. But we can do it. If we have the divine, it all starts, like I said, starts with you. That's what you want to do. You make your commitment and you go about doing it. That's how we go about getting everything done, through our commitment, not through our conversation, through our commitment. And through that commitment, we will be tested. We will have to sacrifice something for success. Without sacrifice, you won't happen. Yeah. You're going to always have to sacrifice something. This is how Allah created everything, how to go about doing it all. So it's up to us. And if we're going to establish that criteria, we want to establish the criteria. It's up to us how we're going to go about doing this. And I'm looking forward. I have no doubt in my mind that we will be successful in establishing here this halal industry because we've been working at it too long. We've been wrestling with it too long. For it not. And looking forward to doing this with the help of the community. With the help of the community. And am I looking for a lot of people at one time? No. Nothing started with a lot of people. If you had a lot of people, it would be pandemonium and chaos. If you have enough people, just enough to establish the criteria, establish your structure, then once the people come, you got direction for them. I always said that because, again, I have a history in construction, and before every job used to start, we used to lay out what we wanted to do and have enough time to digest it. So therefore, once the people came, you had direction for them. And once the men, the tradesmen came, you had direction. Because if you ain't got correction, then everybody gonna do what they want. And then you can lose the job or you can lose control over what you want to do. People do anything you want as long as you give them some direction. and be firm on that firm, be steadfast in what you want to do. That's the reason why we take the time out and prepare ourselves. And these things we've been going through here, and I thank AM360 for their dedication and their support and just being there. You thank that because, again, if you look at their structure, they have structure and they have direction. We can always appeal to them for whatever situation we might be in. And they help us all the time. It's very instrumental to them. So I'm painting this picture because I went back with the brother. He had me not startled, but he, well, with his questions and how, you know, he wanted to deal with everything was based on his supervisor or his teacher, how to interview people, and they kept out. They wanted to keep the black Muslim. They wanted to keep the black church. It's more than that, you know. And how can the black Muslim, black church work together? It's through planning, through sitting down talking, and we all have to have something on our plate. When we go to sit down, you have to have something to talk about. You just didn't come in there acting like how this society has conditioned our people to be consumers. You know, they don't teach you to be overseers, and facilitators and innovators. They don't teach us that. They teach you to be able to, they can share or sell you or give you anything they want. They're not prepared for you to come and tell them, no, this is what I, and this is how I want it done. You out of the norm. I remember a lot of Caucasian at the time told me, you ain't like how they taught me about you. You people are your people. And I'll always say, yeah, well, they taught you wrong, you know, because you're going by what society has. In store had that in store for it. And that's why we struggle when it comes time to taking charge of something and foreseeing it and pushing it and bringing it in or establishing and being successful and making it happen as a people. And that's why I step back and say, bring in Bilal. And I look forward to him. You understand that guidance from that. You understand it because you paint the picture, the kind of picture that what God wants, not what I want. I can buy into what God wants. I can see what God wants. It ain't about me. It is about what God wants. And that you've seen that in his dealing with Bilal. And everybody was upset because he didn't bow down to no one but Allah. So with that, we're going to take a PSA and we'll be right back.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, James Bashir of the Halal Industry, do for self. Join us. Excuse me, I got a little mix up here, but inshallah, again, I'm James Bashir of the Halal Industry, do for self. So I'm going to read from the 55th Surah of the Quran, Acts 1 to 9. It's Allah's name, the message of benefit. Al-Rahman, the most gracious, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah, most gracious, it is He who has taught the Quran. He has created man. He has taught him speech and intelligence. The sun and the moon follow courses exactly computed. And the herbs and the trees, both alike, bow in adoration. And the firmament has He raised up, and He has set up the balance of justice, in order that ye may not transgress due balance. So establish weight with justice and fall not short in the balance. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-host, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org. Pan Corporation, Community-Wide Show and Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thanks, Brother James. Nate Muhammad back again. Allow industry do for self. And we'll continue on our topic today. Is there how we can go about building our model community? Because that's another one that the question the brother asked yesterday. And I went back and say, remember the Imam Muhammad named us Bilalians behind the image and the character of Bilal. And as a people, he explained how us as a people that came the same route that he came. And it was great, you understand, because it's an identity. We're not just known as African-American, Black-American, Negroes, and all that stuff. No, we have a definitive name that we can honestly stand behind. Bilal, or Bilalians, it's a people that call on the people to prayer, stand up for what Allah wants and forbid what Shaitan wants. But we had to grow. We had to grow. Matter of fact, just like as I said earlier about how we came through the slavery thing, and it's almost like being born as a baby, not knowing nothing, because we were stripped of everything, and we grew. Every decade or every generation, we got a little stronger. standing up, voicing our opinion on how we want to go about doing it, taking a stand. But it was always, all the leaders out in front of us always remind us to stay focused, keep a lie out in front first. And this is why we, with that statement with the imam, lead with what Allah says and do things sure, was right on time with everything that we've been striving for back in the time, you understand, that we can identify with. Because now, what's been happening lately is that we done got away from the teaching. And when we start dealing with other ethnic groups or school of thoughts, majority of the time they want to shoot down or disregard where we came, what we came from. But we have to stand up, and we have to stand strong and be strong in our conviction. Because if this helped us, and if we see what's going on and how it's going about, that's our stand. That's how we be heard from society. I hear a lot of the brothers that call into the radio, I mean to the program, and they want to stand up and lead with what Allah says. Yes. We have to lead as one. Are we leading, as Bilal said, we doing what you want us to do, or do you want us to do what Allah wants us to do? We want to give our bayat. Our bayat is to Allah, not to anybody else. We can respect everybody, support everybody, and even help protect everybody. But we don't give our bayat to no one but Allah. That's my stand. That's the stand that I'm taking, that Bilal took. And I ain't taking no backseat to nobody. Taking a backseat to nobody for that. And I don't look at anything to defer where we came, how we came about, how we got to this point that's where we at. This is our time. This is our time. We done sacrifice. We done been through all kinds of torments. It's time for our success, and we can't take our success unless we take a stand. We take a stand as Malawian supporting the halal industry. That's my identity. Because I understand the purpose of that. We build our life around the character of that. And a lot of people going to get you some flack, like we got flack back there. Who you calling you're black? He ain't did. Y'all ain't know nothing. Y'all still Negroes. No. We done grew past Negroes. We can stand up and take our rightful place in society. And that's just being part of society.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Sorry about that. We had a little technical problem there. We hit the wrong button there. But we apologize for that. But still, coming back to the point that in accordance with our being. That's how we got to the halal industry. We want to live a halal life. We want to build everything around being halal because we understand it. And where we came from, we understand the journey that we encountered to get to this here point. Now it's only take a rightful that we stand up and be heard, make it heard, make our voice be accounted for. Because right now society needs something, because everything is out of shape, crazy, buck wild. We have to come with something that's going to enlighten the people to help establish, as the man called it, a new world order, and how we're going about doing it. Because this society is failing. It's failing. It's ready to fall apart any minute. We can see it. And everybody has questions. Everybody have looking for answers. But nobody, I never hear nobody saying, well, we have to turn to Allah, God. The answer lies right with him. I remember coming into the community looking for answers. Lord told me that you wouldn't get any answers. You have to submit to Allah's will, the will of Allah. And if we're going to be successful in anything that we do out here, we have to submit to the will of God, the will of Allah. We have to do that. We have to, that's what I mean by starting with Allah's name. We start everything with Allah's name, and we end it. Everything we do in Al-Islam, we start with Allah's name. It's very important. Right now, the situation we're encountering now, a lot of people say you could have did it this way, should have been that way. We did it. We made the effort. You understand? And now we're looking for success from it. Still have, we came a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And we have to look. From everybody, that's sure. Sit down through the shore and make things happen. It's time for us to move, start to move now. It is time. Everybody's starting to get restless. And, you know, when you get restless, sometimes start pointing fingers, things of that nature. But no, we have to learn to stay humble. Stay in prayer. And don't do what society did to us, to each other. And I got that from Imam Wali al-Yubilal. Yeah, he was constantly reminding me of that. And the more he said it, the more I looked at it. And I could see exactly what he was talking about. You know? Because I had to look at it. And you could see it. Stay focused. Now, and he got his direction from Imam Waqi Muhammad. And if I always used to see the Imam, he always was patient. He had the patient look on his face. But I know, you know, behind that patient, that look, I know it was a fiery guy there too, though. I knew that. But when we go about doing things, we have to be patient. We have to, as they say, come with a lowly spirit, respectful, humble spirit. And then we can accomplish a lot of things in that manner. You want to get fired up, make some noise, and jump on the people? Nah. You ain't working, getting yourself all worked up. Because you don't have control over the people. You only have control over what we do, how we do it. So we have to stay focused on what we want to do. Everybody has their part. We learn to stay in our lanes, and we go about doing what we want. And this is how we're going to establish things, get stuff done.
And if I ain't already done it before or seen it done, then I wouldn't be here saying it. And I was already always a part of some kind of progress, even whether in building a building or being around the community. We see progress, and that's what progress, as long as you see progress, the light, as they say, is always at the end of the tunnel. You can see it. And you strive, what they mean by staying focused on what we're doing. Sure, we have with the imam a little setback as far as his health-wise, but we got to stay focused on what he already set out to do. We have to pick up, right at wherever he left off at. And we have to hold the fort until he gets better. That is our objective. That's establishing things as one. That's moving as one. We did have our special guest, Brian Ali, but he had other commitments, so he'll be back with us next week. But we're looking at that. And I'd like to remind the people, too, is that we're broadcasting from the historical Philip Emancia Sister Claire Muhammad School here in Philadelphia. We've been broadcasting it here for the last, 2 months? 2 months. You know, we were instrumental in helping out, and they granted us the opportunity to broadcast. Now, with that again being said, the Blauian people, we still have a little around the community, Blau businesses. What was this, Blauian Bakery, Blauian, it's a bond company. They even had a little drink called the Blauian. But that's a start, because we plant the seed and let it grow. We're nourishing it. We're putting it out front. Because, again, all we have is to go forward. That is nothing in our way but ourselves. We block our own stuff from progressing, because maybe that's, we never experienced like that before, and it takes a little time for it to people to adjust to it. But that's our destination, establishing the Blauians under the halal industry, do for self with our own identity. We bring in our own twist. And we look back at how people say with mankind, we're looking at mankind. And mankind is all different nationalities. That's all Muslim and more than others. But here around Philadelphia, everybody's starting to come, looking for a direction. Here at Philadelphia, that's it. I witnessed it my own self. I seen it. They're looking for, well, of course, sometimes they need sadaqa, they might look for work or whatnot. They're coming into America. We know America better than everybody in here. All our blood is all tied up in America, so we know that. We can be more directive and supportive to anybody better than anybody else. But they had to come with respect first. And that might be a little hard time, because nobody wanted to respect us. It's like they didn't want to respect the Lao. And they still, after all that what he went through, they still talk down to him. Old black Lao, you know? And they still do that right to us today, talk down, regardless what we accomplish. But we the one have to be the one that changed that show another image of how we're going about doing this. We the one have to do this. We don't wait for nobody to go do it for us. We got to come in here and we got to prepare ourselves and establish. Go do it. Plan your work and then go work your plan. That's what we got to do. And we can all, the ones that a lot of people like to talk, they like to, you know, be opinionated and all that's all fine. But we also got to back up all that talk with some action. We have to be able to produce something. And it's always a two-way street in everything. There's two parts to everything. Application. And what was that game that you always say, applying about how you go about speaking, that you have to apply.
Whatever the subject is, you have to come with the right application, you know.
Yeah, but then you also have to come back and do some action
right.
To it. Though.
Exactly.
I always usually say like the little kids do the show and tell. You know,
right.
you got to say what you have to do,
right.
And then do what you have to say.
You have to do that work. You know,
it's all part of the work.
That's right.
That's how everything is going about here now.
Right.
Yeah. But see now, like what's happening today, everything's falling apart. And they're going to need somebody to put everything back together.
Yeah. You know, it's important that we, I think the more knowledge can come over the roster, you know, and talk, get some clarity, especially to our youth, you know. Because after listening today, you know, our youth, you know, they, I'm quite done. I know they mean well. I think it's lacking clear direction, you know, things, positive things that they can do, you know. You know, we have the, of course, to come into the gym, well, we have the spiritual side, you know, the prayer, you know, prayer. Definitely, you want to pray every day, five times a day, because that's a constant cleansing of the mind and the soul and,
mm-hmm.
and keep you positive, grounded in positivity, righteousness, if you want to use that word. But once you pray, then comes that work, you know. So I think we have to, one of the key is finding, we have to reach our youth and by as best we can, you know, it's talking to them, we can get Talib's, and also find some positive work for them to do. Because I find youth, when they are working, that can mean a lot. Because a lot of them, all, you know, even when doing all this shooting, they mean well. They ain't got nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they out there just, you know, almost like they're floating on the red carpet. You know, they don't know. So we have to have a structure laid in place for them.
Mm-hmm.
And really for the adults too, but mainly I'm talking about the youth now. They need a feature. And so that's something that's, you know, that's our job, really, the adults, the seniors, you know, they really set that example and we kind of put things in place for them, you know. I think they can start hearing good, those big coupons over the roster. That's instilling in them, bringing that balance, you know, and, you know, they. It's like the first part of the kutbah is about you worship Allah. You know, then the second part of the kutbah, you can speak about community concern. What's going on in the community? What's our basis of going on? What's actually going on in the community? What are we focusing on? We're doing repairs on the community, on the building, or we're going to work on the building, getting that fixed up. That's one thing. Right now, this is political season now. Big major election coming up around the country. National election in some cities and states. You got the national, the state, and local elections. That's another thing because we want to be able to get people in the right positions. You know, people good have a good clear program on how they're going to help, and therefore. And therefore also helping our youth, you know. I heard some time ago that the mayor was gonna the mayor here in the city of Philadelphia was gonna have like some type of training program, you know, get people a job, get the young folks a job, to work for so much, and they would work on that job for a certain amount of time, and then they had then they get the opportunity to become permanent on that job, getting some job training and some skills. Years ago, well, going back to the 70s, that reminds me of the CETA program from the federal government. And that was, they actually paid the local government to hire people to work. So when they're coming off the city budget, the federal government's paying for people to work. And then eventually, some people, they got regular jobs with the city, like the sanitation department, the streets department. Not only the city had that TV program, but also SEPTA. They had some employees like that, you know. So, and all thing, then we all have to be about, think about that word, putting up that balance, you know. Bilal was a worker. His character was impeccable. You couldn't have break his face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they put the physical weight of bricks on it in the hot sun. They couldn't break it. He still read that one thing. So he wanted to die. Yeah. What do you believe in? And really, he had that same faith today. Yeah. I mean, you can't let this world, all that weight of the world come on you like that. Because he ain't careful. How you talking to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So we have examples. We got the fucking public story with Sivan. Hopefully they back up quickly at a long end of time. So we have Muhammad the Prophet and they allow peace to allow for a big plenty. And also we have we got the companions. And one companion we talking about now, we talk about a lot now, is the life. He's the one that nobody spoke about. And for me personally, I didn't know Bilal existed until they won't even have a brother.
That's right.
I didn't know about Bilal. I knew Bilal. I heard about Abu Bakr and Omar. I didn't know about Bilal. And so, hey, we as the African, we as descendants of Bilal, so we say, we got a direct, so, and I have to agree, we got a direct child to the prophet. He's one of his companions. He was the first Mu'adh, the first man who called all humanity to prayer was Bilal. The prophet told him to climb to the top of the Kaaba and call his name. So that means all humanity was called to prayer. That's Bilal. And the other companions there too, but the prophet Muhammad saw it as God. He told Bilal to climb to the top of the Kaaba. And so we should think about that. Think about Bilal every day. Not just history, but do it then too. We talk about those other people who are more important. You got to have that spirit in mind. Because that means nothing that seems too great that you can't get that no crime that's too great that can't be solved. You got to be thinking about Bilal. And during that time, I mean, because
again, I said this, and we brought up Bilal, is because it's about our character, as we go interact with the people. It's how we treat the people, how the people see you. It's very, very important. Because, again, as I said earlier, they don't have no hope. They don't have no hope for mankind. They think whatever you, they think, okay, I'll give you an example to you. if you think that they're not going to live past a certain age. No. Yes, you are. It all depends what you're involved in. But if you think it, then it's going to happen. We have to be the one that come to the people and remind them, yeah, there's always hope, right? You know, they look at you as, man, you look at whatever age you are, or you look very well for your age. Yeah. It's the character. We have to be able to go among the people. A lot of the brothers came. You have to go among the people and start interacting with the people. We always did that at one time. But we have to. Our character is very, very, very important. That is what's going to bring the people to you. That's the people. The strength, the power lies within the people. That's why they try to corrupt the minds of the people, confuse them, to get them away from establishing what God wants, mm-hmm. Allah wants. So it's very, very important. And I wanted to bring Bilal Kadat that identified with our people and to help give that hope that, yeah, we can make a task tomorrow. I don't have no ain't worrying about that. And what we have to do is sit back and be able to interact with each other without going at each other's throat. Because if you look at all these people out here, they're getting shot, stabbed, killed, whatever. It's over minor stuff. The pettiest stuff you can think of, and it's over. Only because they don't have nothing greater to check them. When you know better, you do better. And if you don't know better, you ain't going to do that. It's just as simple as that. And that's why the people don't know better. Well, then this is all I know. You know, that's why you want to introduce or bring them to, like, the masjid. Not just for Juma, but interact with them. Sit down and talk with them. Brother asks, well, how can we do this again with the young folks and the older? As I said, he has to respect. We have to establish respect for each other. We have to give respect. Even though if you don't want it, you got to give respect. Because that's you know what's going to come behind that. It's just like you arguing with a person, and if you go back and forth, keep going back and forth, sooner or later it's going to escalate. And if you're not any more intelligent enough to back off it, let it go, then you know the outcome. That's why I say those who's older, they've seen a lot. They've seen the outcome of a lot of stuff. We could sit here and say we've seen a lot of these arguments. We know the outcome of them. So you shun away from it. Our character, again, is very, very important. We learn. I've definitely with Imam Bilal, Imam Muhammad, Wafi Muhammad, the character. I was impressed with their character under certain circumstances. How they stayed humble. And we look forward to building character. Okay, if anybody have any questions, suggestions, or anything to say, feel free to push the one on your phone, and we'll bring you on as soon as possible. Right now, we're going to take another PSA, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, here on AM360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Chinese.
Assalamu alaikum. James Bashir of the Halal Embassy, Do For Self. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. At am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, PAN Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thanks again, James, for that. We'd just like to continue, Nate Muhammad here, allow in the shoe to do for self and how we want to go about dealing with our people. And it all stemmed from an interview yesterday in reference, a brother was doing the thing for his college, I guess a paper or whatnot, and he was asking or questioning about how, as black leaders, from a religious standpoint of view, how do we see the direction of how we're going about dealing with the people? And I always set up there, first I started with a black church where during the civil rights era, everything was formulated and organized through the church. They all met in the church, and they all moved out from the church and when they went about to get them, go to, when they went about doing what they had to do. So then he asked, okay, well, how come they didn't continue? Because they were busy fighting with each other. If you read back on all that, they didn't get along. So therefore, once the situation was over, all of them went their own direction, their own way. You didn't build on that. We just went through something because I don't know if we're going to say it. We could say it was forced on us or what, but we didn't accept it. And that's something that we wanted to do. Here, nobody forced you to come in, deal with everything Islamically from a halal standpoint of view. You come in on your own. You come in with what you want. You don't have to sit and clash, and I'm sure that you can always clash personality-wise, and you have some brothers and sisters or alphas and betas, or, you know, and they want to overpower and show forth or this and whatnot. You can't do that in Islam. You have to lead with what Allah says. Lead with what Allah says. Your personality and all that is secondary when you're going about doing things with Allah's name. You know one greater than Allah. They used to say, you only raise your voice too loud, especially in the Messiah, you know, because nobody is higher voiced than Allah. So that's what we wanted to distinguish, because he understood what we was talking about, you know, and the same thing about he came through the Nation of Islam, Imam Muhammad, and all. How come everything has it's almost like a standstill? Again,
We didn't come in on the oneness of Allah. We moving off of our personal feelings, our personal disposition, not dealing with what Allah wants. And Allah wants us to see this because, as the flag say, read in the name of your Lord. That's just not, he just don't mean just the Quran. Look at what and read what your people are, what's going on around you. And I remember having all kinds of meetings, being part of all kinds of meetings where they would be snapping up, arguing, fussing, and fighting. Not over the issue of what we're talking about, but it's always something personal, something, that's why I was saying the personality clashes. And we can't get past that, and that's why it stunted our growth, blocked us from progressing. That's why we need, again, I always say that in the Imam, Muhammad, before he passed, he said to lead with what Allah said and do things for sure. Right there, cut all that out. When a person come up and they want to try to delegate what they want to do or whatnot, and we can check them because we're here to do what Allah wants. We're not here to do what somebody else wants us to do or put your will on us. No, we only got one will, and that's the will of Allah. And everybody else, we do things for sure. We sit there and we honor, and we sit and look at a situation, and we base our answers and our direction on whoever got the best approach to deal with a situation. Not if it's either my way, the highway, no. Or I ain't saying nothing because I don't want to argue. No. Your word means a lot. It's like when we ask you questions and suggestions and to help bring about. We want to hear. We want to hear from you. You know, if we're doing something wrong, tell us. You said something wrong, tell us. Because, again, it's sincerity. This is not me. I'm not sitting here grandstanding. I'm here, you understand, serving to Allah. We appeal to the people. I know Allah moves through the people because that's how we got to the point where we got to today. It's through the people. They want to respond, but we're going to sit up here and say, I did it myself. No, I didn't. Absolutely not. It was a law hands on that. As soon as the sooner I get behind him, it ain't me. I get behind the law, what he says. It's a loud industry. Allah's hand is all on this. Because we've seen the road that we came. We know how we got from point A to point B. And we know Allah is the one who's been guiding us through this thing all the time. So there's no argument. There's no doubt about who and what we're going to do or what we're going to say. We have a narrative that with the halal industry, we want to unify. And if we're not unifying, we want to know, well, why we're not unifying. We have to look at the situation. What is stopping us from unified. Yeah, a lot of people say, yeah, well, when Allah wanted you to do it, he will let you do it. Okay, that's fine. But in the meantime, you look at what's going on around you. You look at what's going on.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Tanya.
Yeah, that's again, that's our mistake again. We're going to take our arrow off the computer aspect. But right back to what we were saying earlier, that it's up to us. When we sit down, we talked about to unify. But we could sit down. And right now we're sitting in a conference room and with eight tables or eight chairs, 10 chairs and whatnot. And we've been in there plenty of time and we can talk. And you come to the table, they might want to use the parliamentary procedure or Robin's rule, but we want to lead with what the law wants. You know, be respectful at the table. Be fair and honest with each other at the table and put everything down what we want to do and discuss it. Discuss it like intelligent human beings. Allah gave us, we're the greatest species of Allah because we have our ability to think. We have a mind. Your mind is like a problem solver. You feed in information, it spits out the rest. But we're not moving today off our mind. We're moving off our emotion. That's on the animal level. The animal is all emotion. They rely on the pulse, how they feel and what they seek. We rely on our intelligence. And we can be able to solve anything once we put it in our proper context. But we have to get past ourselves because that's the only one that's stopping us from getting to where we want to be is ourselves. We come up with all kinds of excuses to justify ourselves. But if we're moving around a bunch of people that's moving off their feelings, you're going to have chaos. You're going to have commotion. Might lead up to all kinds of killing and things of that nature. Lead without faith. Sit down and be able to think about what you want to do and how you want to do it. Because all the people, everybody going through the same old thing out there in society. Everybody. It's just that how you want to deal with it. That is the key, how you want to deal with it. And if you try to deal with it your way, you'll lose. You deal with the law way first, and then he can show you another way to go about doing it. And that was another thing from this interview. About how the people wind up moving selfishly. I can remember growing up when they had music, things on advertisement. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. Do your own thing. You know, but that could work positive towards us too, because we to encourage you to be better, to do better. But it took the wrong turn and went the other way, and everybody is moving selfish. It's what I did and how I did it, what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. I did this, I did that. Dude, how they say? No eyes, no big eyes and little you. We all coming in here as one. And again, it is what you want to do, how you want. It starts with you. It starts with you, and it will end with you. When the law calls us all back, especially individual, you only have to answer for what you did. You ain't got to answer for nobody else. What did you do when you heard knowledge or heard a word to the right? How did you deal with it? And that is the whole key. It is about you. Everything starts with you. And we do our part. I look back at how the society controlling the masses of the people because they got everybody doing the same thing. The law made us different so we can learn from each other. But what we doing, everybody doing the same thing. We should be all doing our part. We all are different in personalities and all. So we should be doing different things to bring about our collective, what we want, the collective body. Just do our part, how we want to go about doing it.
and you bring something. Like you can have a meeting, bring something to the meeting. It's up to us. Anybody going to do this except us? You waiting on anybody to come here and rock bust you in the head and grant you three wishes? Not going to happen. We got to make it happen. We have to sit back and look at our situation and use our experience to handle it or to deal with it. And we have to be more receptive to each other than anything. I remember, you know, when we first came into the temple, and we all come out of the gang background here in Philadelphia, and there was a lot of people in there from different gangs. And you had confrontation with them at some time. But they said back then, no, we're all in Muhammad's room. All that stuff happened yesterday, drop it. Let it go. Stay focused on what Muhammad said. And that's, man, Bilal did another thing like that, is that we was meeting with some people from the city and whatnot. He said, forget about what happened yesterday, and let's move on, and let's start a whole new thing with it. Because we still think we're staying focused and being positive. How are we going to go about it? We can't dwell on it. Well, I ain't like the way you did this, you did that to me, and you did this. You can't. You got to let that go. And I always said that we always had petty differences that stop us from progressing. If you sit back and you ask everybody, yo, I don't like that joke. I who he think or she think or what they think. Come on, man. We talking about progress. Our people as a whole is suffering out here. And we've been caught up on petty little stuff, petty differences, as I will call it. That's all they are. Petty differences. And that's what we're going to have to do as a people, to get over this hump. Yes, it takes individuals to do it, but we're doing it as a collective. Everybody, again, doing their part. Staying in their lane, that's another thing. Everybody want to go through and do more than what you can do. No, just do what you can do, and that's fine. Stay in our lane and just be patient and move on. This is how we're going to unify the people. If the people walked in here today, I will tell them the same thing. I will draw it out, and I will enforce it because I know it works. How do I know it worked? Because I'm an image of it myself. That's why I was saying that the character, it means a lot. It means a very, we're going to be successful. We have to put forward a good character. Under trying times. But we will depend on each other for support. In trying to establish the criteria that's going to bring about a change and bring about what we want to establish here with the halal industry. Right now, we all not scattered, but we're still working to bring everything forward and rectify some situation. But nevertheless, that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. And if we can get past a couple little problems, we'll be successful. But once we get past one, another one's going to pop right on up on us. So you're going to always have a challenge that you're going to have to overcome. So we already know that. But our same formula, how we dealt with one problem, we deal with them all the same way. The same way. Ain't nothing going to change. Once you establish a formula, how you go about doing it, you're supposed to use it in care. You get
It not failing you, but until something better comes. So this is what we're talking about today. If anybody has a question, statement, comment, feel free to touch the one on your phone, and we'll bring you on as soon as possible. But our conversation has always been today is to upgrade our character. So when we do sit down, we can communicate and not combat it. And this is where we have to go. This is where we're going at today and how we're going to get to where we want. All right, Jay, we're going to do another PS.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, James Bashir of the Halal Industry, Do For Self. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, PAN Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a list of comments at 910-317-0297.
Thanks again, James. Nate Muhammad here in Halal Industry. We're just sitting here just thinking about, you understand, of course, we always want to unify, do for self, to build a model community. Now, you couldn't help but just to think about, we in the model community, and we're Blalians. We might have Pakistanians with us, Egyptians, Russians, or whoever. But we have our identity. And they'll say, well, y'all Blalians, yeah. We take the character of Blalians. And the devil forced people to go do some research and read up about Bilal. What I'm just saying is that, and then we can walk around very confident in our makeup and how we're going about doing it. And we can look forward to it.
I was sitting there, I was reading the other day about the Black Wall Street and how Mr. Gurley, I think it's O.W. Gurley, he was instrumental in establishing the Black Wall Street. And I come to find out he was a Mason. His own two buildings were left, they were Mason. He was a Mason. And I'm saying he was a Mason, and they let that happen. He had a Masonic temple there, and he was a Mason. Something didn't sound right with that. That's why I was sitting there. I'm looking at these communities that's been successful in regards of the material aspect. But we weren't successful in the spiritual aspect. Yeah, you had a couple of churches. You had a couple of churches. Amen. But you didn't have the way of life that was going to benefit mankind. And that was still during the time where, again, Allah is showing us that, yes, it can be done. Yeah, you can build a community. Yes, you can. But it has to stand on, just like the religion was standing on the five pillars. It has to stand on the five pillars. You have to have a foundation to weather whatever storm might you encounter. It has to be. It has to be strong. If it's not strong, we won't go nowhere. And we as a people, all the time, our foundation was always weak. That's why we wind up right back in the same situation where we started from, because we started out weak or wrong. That's why I said we start off with the Lord's name, God's name. Build everything around that. As far as that checks our personality at the door. And then we can move freely with whatever we need to get done without any unnecessary chaos that will deter any progress. That's why I'm really speaking about that character. Means a lot. When you start building and dealing with people, it means a lot. That character is very, very, very important. You can sit up here, he looks like he or she is approachable. I can approach him and we can talk. Or I can say, I can ask whatever question I ask, whether it's appropriate. Or we have people on the program here that came in with some crazy stuff they said and wild stuff. And only how they can get to the point to do that, because the image we project is an inviting. But at the same time, we got to be able to check that. We got to check it. When it shows, it's just like when Shaitan shows his ugly head, we need to check it right away. Not when it feels like it. Check it right away, because it's important that we protect the sincerity of the people that we're encountering, that we're appealing to, that we support. It's important. This ain't no just sitting here one grandstand and things of that nature. It's very important that we establish a criteria that the people can identify with. She had a little thing locally, again, is that they had some form of a shooting at a mass shooting, again, around the Philadelphia vicinity. And the way the brother went out, that was bad. It didn't go out the way Allah say how he wants you to go out. He went out. Now he was on his way to the masjid to make salat. Somebody ran up on him, they emptied their gun on him. And everybody sits up here and they, oh, security, we got to go security for the masjid. No, you don't. We got to see what that brother was about. And again, as we talking about character, what kind of character did he do?
And he might come to the mess here, but is he coming airing out dirty laundry? You understand? And we know what goes on out in the streets and what bring about that kind of situation. We know what bring about that. So we have to sit back again, and we have to pay that attention to what's happening. Sure, my heart goes out to his family and their condolence, but at the same time, we have to sit back, and we just can't be gullible just because it's at another masjid. We've been trying to get together with all the masjids here in the city for the longest, and they refuse. Or they having a hard time generating the ability to sit down and discuss. A couple months ago, we had a big dialogue with a lot of Islamic different associations, Ahmadids, Sunnis, Hanafis, Nation of Islam. There's about five or six people. Representatives there. But it was about 50 people all together, and we sat there and discussed. And everybody told their story about how they came about through the religion, to how they comes under what the law was. And I've looked at it again, and I always said that everybody comes to the religion from different directions. But our whole objective is to please Allah first. And if you have a problem with doing that, you understand that you can put it on the table. Address it. You see, now we have a lot here in this city, and I'm sure in every metropolitan area, you have a lot of different communities, different ethnic groups that have been migrating here to America. And they bring on their own cap. And we're only just trying to sit up and what we're going to do, how we're going to deal with it. That's our whole objective. We got to sit back and see what is our objective. But if you're not going to be honest, it won't work. If you're not going to be respectful, it's not going to work. You think you can creep around and do whatever? No, you can't do that. America, and all around here, have all kinds of entrapments for that. You can't creep around. It's best that you be honest. The way Allah said, be respectful, be honest, and fair. Fair and honest. And we can accomplish what we will. That's up to us. That is, if we know it, it's on us that we're going to go about to doing it. So I look forward to, you know, whenever the people come, I hope I'm around to bear witness it and to be instrumental in being a part and seeing the success here in these metropolitan areas. We also have, I have to talk about Brother Gairaz Abdul-Sabor down in Virginia. He was, they happened to be building their own meat plant. Processing plant down in Virginia. That is something that we've been striving to do here in Philadelphia, and we still having a little problem getting it off the ground. But at the same time, I support him. Throw all my support behind him. You understand? To build the light line between him down in Virginia to us in Philadelphia until we can get our stuff in order, or get our stuff clear. We'll support him. We know him. We know the family. And we, you know, he's going to have a grand opening in October. And I'm looking to be there and support with him, because he always, when he was here in Philadelphia, he used to always say, Nate, I'm going to go get me a farm. I said, yeah, right. Okay, got it. And sure enough, he jumped up and took his family and moved to Virginia. They moved down to Richmond, right outside of Richmond. And then on top of that, he became the imam in Richmond for a minute until he retired from it.
And he said he was raising all line of farm animals, and that was his whole thing. And that's good. Now his kids, the next generation of him, they the one was instrumental in going about building the process of clay. And that's the inspiration. That's the inspiration that we need to continue to go, keep that spirit going, because it can happen. Of course, I thought we would have been further along than this, you know, but things happen. They ain't pointing nothing finger and mad at nobody. It's just that it happened. But we have to go about it, and we have to keep the spirit of everything down there. Now we go tie in if we can, and we don't have to go to nobody else to process our meat for the time being. We go to him. We got to run down to get him. We go down and they get it. That'd be the pipeline from him to us. And that's that. And plus, he's from our association, and that's what we want to build around. We want to support that. You know, if he's doing that, we support him. We get behind him too. We can do that. No shame to the game. Shoot, we want progress. And wherever we see progress, we want to be a part of it. If we can't do it, we support, get behind somebody else and support them. That's progressiveness. That's support. You want for your brother what you want for yourself. That's what we've been taught. And I know we get down there to see him. I know how he drinks. I know he'd be very receptive in what we're trying and what we want to do, because that's God there and his family, Sister Beverly, his wife. And we have a very good relationship from way back. But he left out of here back in 82. So he's been down there, you know, good while. You know? But he still had the lifeline from up in New York, from New York or Trenton, not Trenton, Newark, with Akbar Muhammad. All this was halal. All of it is part of the halal disposition that we have to tie in and make one big circle. Up here in Newark, Brother Akbar, he has the halal patrol. And I thought that was pretty good, that anybody that proclaimed to be halal, he can go, he has the right within the city or the state of New Jersey, he can check. He can go see who's certified, and he can shut you down if your stuff is not up to par. And I thought that was pretty good, because everybody has their own identity, what they can do. And that's why we want to build around that identity. We don't want to sit here and hate on somebody because they doing this and they not. Again, Allah made us different so we can learn from each other. And we can sit back and support anybody that's working towards being halal, because that's the direction. We were talking to who is Graceline. And the brother said that halal is the way to go. Yeah, we knew that. We know that. That's what we've been striving for, the way to go. Halal, everything we build has to be built around halal, being halal. But we have to grow to that. We ain't going to grow or get on, have the like mind to be able to grow and get on that journey. Can't have no dead weight. This is not a game. This is a life, a lifestyle. We're still trying to establish a criteria that's going to bring about those who will come beyond us, behind us, the next generation. Just like how I just said about God and his kids, they the next generation. They process it. He one provided all the meat and the farm animal. They are providing the processing, and he's building it from the ground up. We have a facility here in Philadelphia that is already there. It's just that we got to shake a lot of little other things in order for us to progress. So this is how we're going about doing this. And this is what, again, is all built around
our character and how the people see us. The authority, that's a different story. That's another conversation. I like to stay fast on the character. Stay fast on our character, because that's important. Even if we sit here and we can meet each other face to face and whatever, first thing you gonna look at the character. Oh yeah, you know, you try to put a face with the voice, but you gonna look at the character. The character means how he gonna. Can I trust him? Will I trust him? Could he be trusted? That's what we had to face a lot of time dealing with each other. Me personally, I don't try to sugarcoat you. I tell you, this is what's on my mind, this is what we need to do, and this is what we want to do. If we can do it, we do it. If we can't, we go find out how we can do it and come back and do it. That is what we want. That is the whole thing that we've been striving for all these years, to cleaning up our lives, and we're coming to live a last atmosphere. My character is built on, is built around being halal. Nobody can come here and tell you you can't do it, or you won't do it, you're not capable of doing it, because it's already been done. It's in our genes. We can go back. You know, you wonder where our thoughts come from. Yes, it comes from Allah, but it also comes from our ancestors that were doing it before we did. And just like those who come behind us, they'll be thinking about how we went about going about doing this. But we have to. Everything around Allah. I'm a firm believer of that. Got to leave with Allah. I sit back and we have little problems like the mass shit or something, and everybody want to point the finger at certain people or this person. That no. Leave with what Allah said. Get your feelings out the way. Leave with your faith. We went through all these years and all this to establish faith, and we're not going to use it, or we don't want to use it. Get out of here. Lead with it. That's the best thing you could do, because that preserves your energy through your personality. Lead with your faith. Let Allah lead with what Allah said. Let Him take the blame of all that. And then He manifests everything in front of you, and then you can go ahead, figure it out, and make things happen. But if you use your individuality, it's going to weigh you down. Sooner or later, you'll wind up, what happened to them? What happened to him? Oh, yeah, he had a stroke. He got overwhelmed with whatever was happening and whatnot. Nah, we don't want that. We want to leave with our faith. And if we have faith in Allah, let's use it. Don't sit back and talk to it. Use it. And I do it every day. I walk in there. I ain't got nothing. What you going to do? I ain't doing nothing. Let's look at what we want to do. And people, you know, again, those big old aggressive personality. Then you have passive personality. No. You got one personality. That's with Allah. We're dealing with what Allah is. Use your personality to bring about what we want to do. Throw yourself and your personality in what we're trying to accomplish. Don't worry about what whoever they're going to either be in the way or what. You can push them right out the way. Once you stay focused on what we want to do, this allowing we doing. I think we're successful already now because just to hear that what the brother guy has been
I thought we successfully. Now, we don't have to deal with people over here. We can go straight and deal with him. That just took one burden off our back. This is why I was saying is that Allah's in charge. He's gonna protect us. We just have to be able to identify and recognize that this is coming from Allah, not coming from me. I didn't create this. It pops up, and you sit there and you look at it. Whoa, this is probably what we need. Let's go ahead and contact, and let's get back. Get rid of each other. We were talking about even through AM360. It's like the Waistline, a Federal Credit Union. We want to all get with all of them. We tie in everything with them and everybody with us. We got one community that's built around doing what Allah wants, forbidden one, what Shaitan wants. Because that is Allah's enemy, Shaitan. And he's only going to come, he's only going to show himself whenever he's going to stop from progressing with Allah's name. Always trying to, you want to lead with what Allah wants you to do. Somebody coming with something off the record, the ordinary aspect. You got about 6 minutes left. And anybody have a question, statement, suggestion? Push the one on your phone and we'll bring you. So as we go, we're still working towards establishing the character of Bilal in our approach as a people, in our identity as a people. And once we show that we identify with it and in our character, people will be more receptive to it right now. In their eyes, it ain't nothing but a bunch of talk. Nothing but a bunch of talk. Or they ain't going to do nothing. They can't do this for that kind of. We can do this thing. And we have. We have in that direction. We have a criteria where we can strive to make it happen. When the kids come, the youth and all come with these here questions, we have answers. Why? Because we have the experience of it. It's just like you bring in, you're breaking in a new person. I used to do that in the construction. They had reached to break in superintendents. And how we broke them in? Make them successful. That's how they did that. Because once you did something, and if you did it so-called right, you build confidence in yourself on that. Whereas you can do it again. Remember, you've been instrumental in laying out for somebody to progress in. They didn't appreciate it at one time, but once they seen that success on it, they gave in or they submitted. So it's the same thing what we want to do with even the youth, the community, the people. We have to set them up to be successful. And once the confidence is there, then the spirit arise and we can move on. But you have to have confidence in what you want to do. And the Lord always prepare you for something before he puts you through anything. So therefore, I see that. So I know what we're here for is to build the spirit of the people. To unite. To do for self. To establish our model community. That's what we want. And that's what we're going to continue to strive for. Building
our community. And again, he just threw us a lifeline with the brothers in Virginia. That is a thing to go about to establish a rapport to bring progress to our community. And we got all the facilities here to handle something like that. And we look forward to building that criteria with each other. Look forward in doing that. So again, anybody have any questions, statements, suggestions? We got 2 minutes to go. Feel free to push the one on your phone. And we'll bring you on this clock soon. Well, this is 90 seconds, and we look forward to continuation in this next week. And we didn't have our special guest, Brian Ali. He had something else to do today. But we want a continuation with this, because we're looking for the input with the community to help build the structure. It's always open for suggestion, constructive criticism, whatever. We can take that. So we got less than a minute to go. And thank those who listen, AM360. For your constant support. And we look forward to talking to you next week from 5 to 7 Wednesday for another edition of the Halal Industry. Do for self. Your host, Nate Muhammad, and James Bashir. I greet you. Time you open up, assalamu alaikum. Well, we ain't get no call.
Hey, yes, that's a new Sister Mia, she didn't call. She was saying, Sister Martha, she
didn't. Yeah, I just, you know, that's.
Hey, you know what? I just looked at that.
Outlets. Yeah. No, I just have to be looking.
Yeah, I guess so. Man, thank you. This is Marcus. This is how we talk about politics.
Yeah.
I think you supposed to call you a couple times.
No, that wasn't her. That's enough. No, that wasn't the Marcus.
You passed it today.
That's all I got.
Cut his off.
Yeah. That's what I got to do. Make sure I cut my phone off.
Yeah.
All right. But thanks again. Thanks for reminding me, my brother. All right.
I'm gonna lock you through and come through the gym. Close it for me, I'm gonna lock you and come through the gym. Yeah, I appreciate it.